Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and producer for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety. Today, I'm on the phone with Tyler Lanin. And Tyler is with the Civil Air Patrol with the Florida Wing. And that's one of the questions right off the front. Tyler, what does Florida Wing mean? What does that mean?
Well, Obi, Civil Air Patrol is broken down into several levels of command, or echelons, as we call them, starting with our national headquarters at the top, which is then broken down into regions, and we're in the southeast region here, and Florida Wing. And Florida Wing is the entire state of Florida. And also within Florida Wing, we have six groups consisting of anywhere from 10 to 20 squadrons for a total of 94 squadrons in the state of Florida.
Wow, it sounds like you've got a lot of people involved in the state of Florida in the Civil Air Patrol. Is it one of the larger wings or states, if you would?
Florida Wing is the largest wing of Civil Air Patrol in the nation. We have approximately 4,000 members, which are split half and half for the most part between our senior member officers and our cadets, who are between the ages of 12 and 21.
All right, I assume you say senior members, those would be considered like adults, and cadets would be like kids or youth. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's correct. Our cadets are able to join anytime between the ages of 12 to 18, and they can stay a cadet until the age of 21. After that, they can transition to what we call a senior member, who you're correct, or our adult members. And also, a senior member, an adult, can join at any time without having formerly been a cadet.
Wow. It sounds like Tyler knows a good bit about this, and actually we're baiting y'all a little bit because actually Tyler is the Florida Wing Director of Marketing and Public Affairs. So I guess it's your job to know all about Civil Air Patrol. Is that right?
I guess I'd better know a little something. Yes, sir.
Well, we were talking briefly before we went on the air here about the three-part mission of the Civil Air Patrol. If you could refresh memory on that once again.
Right. Civil Air Patrol's three main missions are aerospace education, which we do in both the internal and external format amongst our own members, and also going out into the community, into schools, and teaching all about aerospace education and what we call the STEM topics, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And our second mission is cadet programs, which, as we mentioned earlier, for our teenage youth from 12 to 21, which is basically a citizenship program teaching leadership and other aviation and aerospace-related activities. And then probably what we're most well-known for, our third mission of emergency services. A lot of people have heard about Civil Air Patrol doing search and rescue and disaster relief and things of that nature, and that's one of probably our most active mission that we're involved in.
Certainly, working with the FAA over the years and working with search and rescue, the CAP was a big part of that. We used to say three out of every 4 hours of search and rescue was flown or handled by the Civil Air Patrol. You know, and like they said, if you haven't read the book, The Hero Next Door, that's a good book to dive into. And we were talking about some of the things that are coming up here on the recent programs about the STEM program that you mentioned, about the Florida Aerospace Academy down in Lakeland, because Laurie Bradner, who is with the museum there now, is the commander for that squadron there, and they have a huge contingent of young people there. So we are sort of familiar with it, and if you would like to hear some more about that for our listeners, just go back for the last couple of shows, and you can get a little bit more into that, into the aerospace education and also into the STEM program. You've got some exciting things coming up. One of the things, Tyler, you were telling me about is the Wing Conference. What is the Wing Conference? What do you do there? When is it? Where is it? And who's invited?
Our Florida Wing Conference is a training and also a social opportunity for our members of Florida Wing to come together. We do one every year, and this year it's being held March 8th through 10th in Orlando. Basically what this is during the day Saturday, we have training workshops basically everything, any of the specialties we have for our occupational specialties, ranging from finance officers, public affairs officers, to safety officers, will have training courses ongoing throughout the day. And that will all culminate with our annual awards banquet Saturday night with good food, good times, and hopefully lots of awards given to our hardworking volunteer members.
That's great. And the volunteers are so, so important. Now, you're talking about this training. If some Joe Public is out there and they hear us talking about the Civil Air Patrol, so do they have to have any special skills? Do they have to be a pilot or mechanic to join the Civil Air Patrol?
Absolutely not. There is something for everyone. In fact, we always use the phrase, for every person we put in the air, it takes about 8 on the ground. Any occupation that you can imagine, every position that it takes to make any corporation run, lawyers, accountants, CPAs, public affairs, anything for the most part. You have to have the logistics people to make sure you get where you're going, your supply people to make sure you have what you're doing. There is something for everyone in Civil Air Patrol, and we basically usually like to put people into positions that they want to do. A lot of times if an accountant spends 10 hours a day at work dealing with numbers, they don't want to go into an organization and be the accountant for the organization as well, and that's okay. You know, we like to match the needs of the unit along with the interests of the prospective member and really find the right position for that individual.
Right. We used to say you let them do what they want to do and they'll work hard at it. If you let them do what they don't want to do, they won't work quite so hard at it then.
Absolutely. And with a volunteer organization, you get out of it what you put into it. And if somebody's not having a good time, then they're not going to be an active contributing member, and eventually they'll fade away. And we don't want that. We want people to have a good time and to really enjoy what they're doing.
And you were talking about training. I noticed that in February here, just right around the corner on the 16th and 17th, you've got a Czech pilot school coming up or something like that. What's that about?
We do. We have our national standardized Czech pilot school every year. We hold at Lakeland Linder in Lakeland. And what this is, for any of our CAP pilots, they're required to go well above and beyond what the FAA regulations require for check rides to demonstrate skills in what we call a Form 5 check ride with the CAP instructor pilot and check pilot. These check pilots have to go through a course to certify themselves as a check pilot every year. So not only do they have to do it once to initially certify, they have to repeat that training now every year to make sure that the guys who are signing off on the other pilots' capabilities are themselves capable to make that assessment.
And once again, I was sort of leading you down the road with that one, because when I was with the FAA, we did that for about 20 years there, and Walt Schammel, who is a retired FAA person, is still involved in that, and he certainly has done a yeoman's job as far as working with the Czech pilot program. And I'm sure that the guys will do outstanding, as they always do. One of the other things coming up here, I think, is it's a big event that happens in April down there in Lakeland, the Sun and Fun, I believe it is. What does the CAP do at Sun and Fun?
We have a lot of fun, for starters. That is my favorite event of the year. I've been down there. This will be my third year going with CAP. And basically what we're doing is we've got a twofold mission there. One is public affairs, recruiting, talking to people, tell them about CAP, safety education. You know, as a search and rescue organization, our ultimate goal would be not to have any work at all. Nobody
right.
would get lost. No planes would crash. Everybody would be safe. So we're there talking to pilots and to everybody else that's there and just letting them know in general, answering any questions they have about CAP. Our second side of the mission there is actually supporting Sun and Fun operationally. We do everything from the weekend prior to Sun and Fun. We provide hangar security in the area, just making sure that everybody's where they need to be and nobody's wandering into the wrong hangar, and a lot of safety-related stuff. You know, we're basically eyes and ears there. If we see somebody doing something unsafe, if somebody needs an extra set of hands lifting something so they don't hurt their back, safety is really a core value that we live every day. So we're there providing that hangar security. Then after the event actually starts, we do some crowd control. You know, we're courtesy officers, so to say, making sure that all the visitors are okay. If there's any sort of medical issues, we'll relay that information to the Sun and Fun control and make sure people get the help they need. So make sure everybody's staying healthy, staying safe, and staying in the areas where they're allowed to be.
We've been talking with Tyler Layton, who is the Florida wing, and that means the state or the area, if you would, here in the state of Florida, which is the largest wing of the Civil Air Patrol here, about the three-part mission of the program and some upcoming events, which would be the wing conference, which is held annually, and this year it's in Orlando, and about another major event, Sun and Fun. Stand by for just a minute, and we'll talk with you more on the Managing Safety brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network in just a few.
Now let's rejoin Obi Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network.
And this is Obi Young with Managing Safety once again, talking with Tyler Layton, who is the Civil Air Patrol Florida Wing Marketing and Public Relations Director. That's a mouthful there, Tyler. But anyway, it's a long title and well deserved. It seems like you know your missions real well, and you know what you're doing real well. If someone wanted to know more about Civil Air Patrol, where could they go, and how would they go about contacting somebody to find out more about the Civil Air Patrol and the Florida Wing?
We have a website, GoCivilAirPatrol.com. Again, that's GoCivilAirPatrol.com. On that website, there's a box where you can put in your zip code and find the nearest unit to you. And once that information comes up, you'll have the option of emailing the commander of that unit and getting in touch with them directly. Also, there's an email address you can email me at the wing level, info@flwg.us. That's info@flwg.us.
Okay, that's info@flwg.us. I believe that's what you said. Okay, and we'll give you that again at the end of the broadcast here in a few minutes. So don't worry if you didn't get it down right that second. We'll go over it one more time. We were talking about the senior members or the adults, and we were talking about the cadets or the youth portion. What can the youth do in the Civil Air Patrol that they wouldn't do, say, in high school or Boy Scouts or the YMCA or something? Why should they join that?
I do not know of many Boy Scout troops with airplanes.
Okay.
And that's a big draw and a major talking point that CAP has. I myself was a Boy Scout, and we do have lots of cadets that are active in both programs. A major thing is flying. Flying is fun. I think that everybody listening to this show and you and I will agree we love to fly. Once you've done it, you get that bug. So the cadet program is a leadership and a citizenship program, and a little bit different from JROTC programs in high school. It's not a recruiting program. The goal of the JROTC programs are actually recruitment, whereas this is a citizenship program. There's no expectation or requirement that cadets go into the military. So we get cadets that are interested in the military, and we get cadets that are interested in aviation and some of both. They're able to learn about both. It is a military-style program. They do wear a military uniform and use a military rank system. Another thing that they get to do is every cadet will have 5 O-rides. An O-ride is an orientation ride, as we call it, in one of our aircraft throughout their cadet career. And there's a big curriculum, and every O-ride is different and focuses on different things, from navigation to the communications to actually flying the plane itself.
Well, you were right on target, because I remember giving lots of check rides with the FAA and with the Civil Air Patrol to cadet orientation pilots, because it's completely different to a search and rescue pilot. In fact, we probably put more emphasis on that because of the youth outreach about that. And I was actually baiting you a little bit on that question there, Tyler. But anyway, we wanted to get a point across to the public there and to the listeners that this is an opportunity for the young people to get in the air, to actually sit in an airplane with a pilot and fly around that they may not get in some of the other ventures they're involved in youth programs. Not that any one of them should be shunned. They're all good programs, and we just did some stuff with the Boy Scouts on avian orientation in Orlando here with SimCom and Continental and some of the people out at Orlando Executive. So we're glad to do that. But this is another aspect of it. It's a wonderful aspect of it. And I think that you have some competition that goes on within the state and within the region and nationally. Isn't that right with the cadets?
Oh, absolutely. We have wing level and local level color guard and honor guard competitions where basically the best color guard promotes up to the next level. So the squadron color guard will go to a group competition and winner that to the wing and the wing to the region, all the way to our national color guard and honor guard competitions. The winners of those are eligible for scholarships and a lot of other recognition that you really don't have the opportunity to get elsewhere. We also have cadet competitions with some of our emergency services stuff. Another thing about the cadet program, it is the only youth organization in the country that is actually an official deployable search and rescue asset of the United States Department of Defense. Civil Air Patrol, as the auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force, performs 90% of continental U.S. inland search and rescue, as tasked by the Air Force Coordination Center out of Tyndall Air Force Base.
Right here in Florida.
Right here in Florida, yes, sir. Cadets have an opportunity to participate in those real-world search and rescue scenarios. A lot of times we have cadets working our mission base as staff assistants and as communications operators. It's very common to see a cadet sitting at the comms room talking to one of our airplanes on a real-life mission up in the air. They also have the ability to go on what we call ELT missions. As you probably know, every aircraft, or not every, but hopefully every, because it's a lifesaver, has an ELT, which is an emergency locator transmitter.
Well, right.
You know, technology is not perfect, and these things get bumped, and people have hard landings and whatnot, and they go off on their own sometimes in a non-distress situation. But nonetheless, we still have to find to go out there and turn them up because they're clogging up the airwaves or what might be another actual distress situation. So they've got to be turned off to free up that radio wave. So we have what we call LPERS and a couple other technology we use to direction find where this transmission's coming from. And using triangulation and some other methods, actually locate the ELT beacon itself and turn it off. Some of our competitions cadets have, or we'll go out in the woods somewhere and put what we call a practice beacon and see who can find it first. And that's fun.
Oh, yeah. One of the things we want to make sure that we cover here is you've got a new publication that you're kind of excited about that's coming up here pretty quick. Can you tell us the name of that and who's going to get it and when it's going to come out and what's the purpose of it?
We do. Wingspan Magazine has been the official publication of the Florida Wing Civil Air Patrol for about 5 years now, and it's been produced in an online PDF e-zine format. Well, we're working with the contractor to actually have a hard copy printed and mailed of that magazine. It's going to go to every one of our members, and it's also going to go to other aviation and government stakeholders. For example, some of our state senators and elected officials on the emergency services side is going to be going to fire chiefs and local emergency operations center directors, stakeholders that might not know enough about our organization to feel comfortable picking up the phone and calling us for help. We really feel that a hard copy publication is more likely to be read than a PDF file in an inbox when a county emergency manager shows up at his office with 500 other emails in the morning. So every CAP member is going to get it. We'll also have copies available to hand out at events such as Sun and Fun and other places where we're going to be just giving them out for people to learn more about us and what we do. And
now,
we'll also have them available for purchase by the general public for a small fee, And for information on that, again, the email address I gave you earlier, info@flwg.us, or you can go directly to our editor at wingspan@flwg.us.
All right, and you gave us one other email for people who wanted to contact you personally. What was that one again?
The general inquiry for public affairs is info@flwg.us.
Okay.
And the Wingspan editor is wingspan@flwg.us.
Is it WINGSPAN, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Sounds good. But it sounds like y'all are just really, really busy with a lot of activity. And once again, how many units and how many members do you have in the state of Florida?
We have 94 squadrons in the state of Florida with a total of, right now, just over 4,000 members.
Wow. Now, and you're going to have your big wing conference in Orlando. That's March the 8th through the 10th in Orlando. And, of course, you've got a big showing at Sun and Fun, which will be the 9th through the 14th. And if you'd like to hear more about that or see more about it, just go to the Sun and Fun website, .org, I believe it is, and you can see a lot of the activities going on there. Tyler, it's been nice talking with you today. We've been talking with Tyler Layton, who is the, and let me get this title correct here, he is the Florida Wing Director of Marketing and Public Affairs for the Florida Wing. Lieutenant, we've certainly enjoyed you taking your time out today to talk with us on managing safety as we learn all about the those who not only talk the talk but walk the walk about aviation and aviation safety. It sounds like you and the Civil Air Patrol, whether they're cadets or senior members, are certainly talking the talk and walking the walk. Y'all are doing what you say you'll do. Thank you so much for your efforts and for your volunteerism.
Thanks for having me, Obi. I really enjoyed it. And again, that website is GoCivilAirPatrol.com.
GoCivilAirPatrol.com. This has been Obi Young with Managing Safety. Thanks for tuning in today. We're wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.